Well, if the children want to come up to their front for a little children's talk, you're very welcome. Actually, we're going to do so. We're going to do an activity together. We've got 10 minutes. Got 10 minutes together. Good. Right. Okay, then. Who wants to come and give me a hand? Come on, Isaac. Shuffle the chairs over. Push it over that way. Well done. Good. I think just the two stacks, I think, for now, Mimi. Let's move these here. Guess what we're going to build? Like that. That one here. Let's slant this roof a look. Wait a minute. Put it on like that. Those ones back. Good. What are we going to build? Any guesses? Throw out a carpet. Put a carpet on the floor here. Come on in. Come on, Elliot. Come on, Elijah. Over it. Right, put those on the floor there. Then what are we going to need next? No, we're not going to limbo. Good suggestion. But no, no, not that. Definitely not that. We're going to build a den. Grab a chair, Toby. Put a chair. Oh, there we go. Stick a chair leg on that one. Chair leg on that one. Good. Right. Great. Who likes building dens? Like having a nice secret den. Fun, aren't they? And just to feel somewhere nice and safe and all secure, who knows? You can all sort of cozy up. Well, yeah, yeah, but otherwise I can't see you. You could be up to mischief. Right, so in a den we can feel nice and safe, can't we? Perhaps, it's a bit up here, I don't know if you can see from where you are. But perhaps you go sometimes to the woods and build a den there with sticks and the like. Come round, Michael, if you want to. Come round. Come on. Right. Building stick, den out. Come on, Toby. Come round as well. So you can build a den out in the woods. Or sometimes you might call it a little fort out of sofa cushions and cushions and mattresses and blankets and things like that, can't you? Somewhere you feel nice and safe. Well, at the minute, lots of people are quite afraid, aren't they? Lots of people are afraid of this virus. And one thing people like to do is build themselves a little den. Well, they call it self-isolating. And you go home and you stay in bed and you snuggle up and you try and stay nice and safe. Some people think if they could just stay away from everyone, then they'd be safe. And then so they try and get everything ready in their little fort. And people are going to the shops and stocking up on large quantities of loo roll and paracetamol, because they think if I've got all of these things in my den, I'll be fine. If I've got all of these things, then I'll be safe. And sometimes that's what people want to do, try and stay very safe in things. Now, we can understand that. Some people are very nervous about this virus and whether it will be very bad, and it has killed some people already. So people are frightened of it. But people sort of get very frantic, don't they? There's all this panic buying in the shops and everyone getting terribly worried. Well, what's the Bible tell us we should do? What should be our response when we are a bit worried? Well, the Bible has those sort of pictures of having a secret place, having a fortress, having a den where we can be safe. We'll think about where that is in the Bible in just another minute. And the Bible also has another picture for it. Anyone know what this is? What was that here? You sometimes get your soft toys, don't you? And little cuddly toys and things to have in your den with you at the same time. Well, this one's going to pretend to be a chick. We don't think we had any chicks at home. They were more ducks. But anyway, we'll pretend this one is a chick, a little baby chicken that's been born. And where would a little baby chick go to be safe? To its mum. And its mum would keep it safe under her feathers, under the feathers of her wing. And so a mum, probably not with feathers this bright, but a mum could spread out her wings and keep the little baby safe underneath. And so when the baby was frightened, perhaps the little baby chicken was running around the farmyard and then spotted a dog or a cat coming, would run to their mum, and their mum would tuck it under her wings. There's a little picture there of one. Cool, look how cute that is. Looks like a nice safe place, doesn't it? If you're only that sized, if you're only a tiny little chick, that does look like a very safe place, doesn't it? Covered up there in the mummy's feathers. after Mummy Chicken. There's another chicken there. She's got plenty to try and keep safe there under her wings. But do you remember when we were just reading that story about Jesus coming to Jerusalem? Jesus going to Jerusalem. In Luke's version, he tells us that while Jesus was going into Jerusalem, riding on that little donkey, and everyone was cheering and waving palm branches and things like that, Luke tells us that at one point Jesus stopped, got off his donkey and started to cry.
What?
Yeah, Luke tells us he got off and started to cry, and he could see as they were going down the road, he could see Jerusalem in the distance. And he got off and began to weep. And he said, Jerusalem, if only you'd come to me, I would have been like a mother hen and kept you safe, but you wouldn't come. Because what Jesus was talking about was he was the one who could keep them safe. And just like we had that picture a minute ago of a chicken with its arms out, with wings out, well, actually, Jesus died with his arms out, didn't he? Same sort of shape. And we find safety, don't we, because of what Jesus did. And Jesus cried that people in Jerusalem wouldn't come. Well, the hope we can have is by coming to Jesus. To come to Jesus, to come to that safe place, the cross, where Jesus will forgive our sins. And if we know Jesus has forgiven our sins, then we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid of what might happen in this world, for we know that we're safe under the shadow of Jesus there at the cross. Let me show you a few words of a psalm. This is in Psalm 91. Some of these things we've just been thinking about with some pictures here. Let me just tell it to you first of all, and then we'll read it together in a moment. But first of all, he who dwells in the shadow of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty, a shelter, a den. We can find one in God's. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. We can have a fortress in God. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He uses this word, but it just means sickness. That's what I've got it out as a minute. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the sickness that stalks in darkness, nor the disease that destroys at midday. We don't need to be afraid. Even when there's sicknesses and diseases around there, we can come to Jesus. The safe place is found at the cross. And under the shadow of Jesus' wings, we don't need to be afraid. So remember that when we see lots of news stories of people getting frightened. Remember that one safe place we have. Coming to the cross, having our sins forgiven there, and knowing there of God's safe place, that we can trust in him and not be afraid. Let's read that those verses from Psalm 91 together while they're here up on the screen. Let's read them together then. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the sickness that stalks in darkness, nor the disease that destroys at midday. There's a good couple of verses to remember. Be a good memory verse for the week ahead. All in Psalm 91. If you want to look it up, that was the first six verses there. A good thing to read through and to remember at this time. And a good thing to do. They're all encouraging us at the minute, aren't they, to wash your hands for 20 seconds. For 20 seconds. And Boris Johnson recommended singing Happy Birthday, presumably to yourself, twice. Somebody put down, actually, you could also recite the Lord's Prayer, and that would take you approximately 20 seconds too. So I've tried it the last couple of days, actually, since somebody mentioned it. And actually, it's a very helpful thing to do. Wash your hands for 20 seconds and recite the Lord's Prayer. And it reminds us of God and that we're safe in his hands and commits all our needs to him. What a good thing to have in our minds. Every time we've got to wash our hands, for quite a long time it seems, 20 seconds, doesn't it, as you wash them, think of God and perhaps pray the Lord's Prayer or think of that verses we were just been thinking about together. Well, let's pray and then we'll sing our children's song after that. Dear Lord God, we do pray that at this time we might find that safe place that is only found in Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Jesus who longed to gather the people of Jerusalem. And that's his longing for people now, that they might come and find that safe place. And we pray that each of us would come to Jesus in a world that has no hope, to find that hope that is only found at the cross. We pray that for the children. We pray you bless them in their Sunday school lesson in a moment. Lord, we pray that each of them might come to trust in Jesus, we pray. And we thank you that you can be our safe, secret place. That when we're frightened and alarmed by things we see on the news and around us, Lord, we thank you that we can turn to you and you'll cover us under your feathers. And Lord, we do turn to you. We ask that you may give us that confidence that can only be found in you. We thank you that we don't have to be afraid of a sickness that stalks in the darkness, or a disease that strikes at midday. Lord, we thank you that in all of these things going on, that we can find that safety in you, we pray. And so bless as we ask. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Right, let's sing our children's song.